The recent algae blooms in southern Utah is something Brady Jill Jones with the Utah Department of Agriculture and Food says are a result of a perfect storm of high temperatures and no rain.
We're testing, but it doesn't look like it's in every portion of the river. It looks like it may just be a problem every once in a while. So we're just encouraging them that if they have the ability to draw water from somewhere else to provide for their animals, that they do so. But we're not requiring it, just encouraging it.
If livestock ingest this contaminated water, they can experience anything from vomiting to convulsions and death. Jones says there isn't enough information to know whether or not crops will be impacted from being irrigated with water from the river.
Our main concern right now is those irrigators that may be out and may be exposing themselves to the water. And we're just encouraging them to practice good hygiene and to not allow themselves to have exposure to the water.
For more information on where these toxins are located, go to upr.org. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.